Hi everyone. Are there any magical tricks to create a great track? Probably not. But here are my tips on transitional techniques in music production. My name is Matthias, and let's go! Okay, the first technique out today is called vocal risers. And it's basically that you take a vocal sample, like this, where I have spoken the word day. And then I put it into a sampler. And we have the sampler set to the playback mode of repitch, which is the standard forward playback mode of the sampler. And then we adjust the pitch transpose from minus 5 semitones up to 32 semitones. And what that means is the higher we go in pitch, the faster it will play back the sample. And the sample is set into loop mode so that it will play back the sampler, the sample faster and faster. And it sounds like this in isolated mode. And then I do a modulation on the reverb decay to make the Valhalla room decay of the reverb increase gradually. And you can also see that I make a slope here to get rid of the wetness of the reverb for just before the drop. And if we listen to this in a musical context, it sounds like this. And the different devices or plugins that I have on this track is only a blur filter to make the vocal a little bit more stereo. Basically, it delays the left and right signal of the voice. Then I have a tool device that has a LFO attached to the width, so it spreads the sound gradually. And some EQ to get rid of the lows, and a little dip here around 1.8 kHz to get rid of a little bit annoying frequencies. And then some OTT on the end of the chain to make to compress the sound a little bit. The second transitional technique out today is the noise sweep transition, and it's heard all over the place in modern music. And it can sound like this. And with all the music, it sounds like this. And this sound is created with Zebra 2. Basically, you can use any kind of synthesizer that has a noise oscillator. And we have a noise oscillator set to white noise, stereo, and a little bit of high pass. Then it's going into a filter, Equalizer 2, with a few points that are modulated with LFOs. And in this sound, I'm gradually increasing the rate of this second oscillator, as you can see during playback. It's quite low frequency, then it goes higher and higher. And then with the volume, we are making the sound dead stop, exactly at the point where we have this fall noise replacing the sound. And I have the Zebrify effect plugin of Zebra doing some stereo effect by the SB1. And then we have the Replica XT acting as our delay, and some Valhalla Room, where I also automate the decay of the sound to gradually increase the reverb and then dead stop it, or gradually decrease it at the end of the effect. The bad life. And then our third riser is more of a Fowley riser sound, where we have this original metal assemble Fowley sound. It sounds like this. And then I apply some reverb on that sound to get a long tail to work with. Then we bounce that audio down and we reverse it, and we make a gradual volume increase. You can do that by clicking on your clips in Bitwig and adjusting this fade-in. You can also drag these handles and make into another kind of slope too. And it sounds like this. And isolated the transition, the Fowley transition sounds like this. And you can also use the resonator back to get some cool bouncing, resonating effects on that one, if you want. Okay, and the third transition effect out is the downer, or a pitch down effect, which is usually it's a sine wave that goes down in pitch, and you can have some overdrive on the sine wave to introduce more overtones, or have other kinds of waveforms, but it's usually a very soft sound that goes down in pitch. And in this track it sounds like this. And with the music. When the backlights have turned on, I will drift. And you usually add it to your breakdown sections, where you want to take down the dynamics of the track and introduce more mellow elements. It's a great way of taking down the dynamic of the track. When the backlights have turned on, I will drift away. I will drift away. A great technique is to leave out some of your samples. Maybe you can get rid of some kicks or some snares at the end of a section, so that the listener feels that something is gonna happen and we are going into a new section. And here we have a good sample of that in this section of the track. Let's listen to the final second part of the chorus before we go into the verse section, and listen how I leave out some of the percussion samples right before the verse. We could have left out the snare at the end here too. So let's remove them and hear how that sounds. Okay, now to a more common transition technique, and that is creating a snare roll or doing a fill. Let's listen to this little clap roll that I have in this track. And what you usually do is that you add maybe 8 notes, and then you increase it into 16th notes, and then maybe triplets. You can do some variations on this and try out what fits your track. And I also make some pitch shifting on this sound. If we double click the clip, we can see that I have a pitch automation from -8 semitones up to 7 semitones during this period. And in trap music and EDM, this is a very common transition technique. And here we have another transition technique that I call the accelerator, and it sounds like this. Mm-hmm. And basically, if we look at automation, we have the rate of the LFO. It's being increased and then it's being decreased. And thus we have a kind of acceleration sound to it. And the sample itself sounds like this. It's just a long vocal drone, kind of. And the sampler is set to repeat mode. And we have it in textures mode. And I'm gradually increasing the pitch of the sample. But if we remove the LFO tool, it sounds like this. It sounds almost like a police siren, but when we have this LFO tool, much more interesting. I wrote an article on transitional techniques, so if you want more in-depth info and more tips on transition techniques, you can go to my website morningdewmedia.com and check the new article Transitional Techniques in Music Production. Okay, that's all for today. I hope you found this little transition tutorial useful, and let me know if you have any questions on this tutorial or if you have any of your own favorite transitional techniques. Please subscribe and press the bell icon to get notifications when I have new videos up. Thanks for today and see you soon. Bye bye.